Blog Talk Radio.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the fifth day of January, year of our Lord, 2015. How about that? Welcome to the John Moore Show. First, we'll go to our prepper tip of the day. I encourage you to locate and engage the services of a local licensed gunsmith, someone. It's going to almost always going to be a man. There probably are some women gunsmiths out there. I'm not aware of it. Who has a federal firearms license as a gunsmith? You will find a licensed gunsmith will have knowledge and resources to help you achieve your goals when it comes to firearms, optics, ammunition, and so forth. That's what they do. That's their expertise. I'll give you a personal example. One of my bolt action rifles. The factory magazine release is really tiny. It only sticks out from the bottom of the rifle about a 16th of an inch or so. I was talking to my gunsmith about it. He says, John, let me check into it and I'll see what I can do. He gets back with me a day or two later. He says, I found an aftermarket magazine release extension that will give you what you need to be able to engage that magazine release the way you want to. I said, okay, let's go ahead and order it. That's just one small example. When it comes to putting scope mounts on, mounting scopes, doing trigger jobs, doing repairs, you really do want a licensed gunsmith, not somebody who's a hobbyist that works on a kitchen table and has limited knowledge, limited tools, limited expertise. Don't trust your gun to somebody like that. No, you really, and I've seen chop jobs done too. Firearms ruined by well-intentioned men who really didn't know what they were doing. Now you wanted a licensed gunsmith who really did go to either online or some type of brick-and-mortar gunsmith school, some type of a graduate of some kind of gunsmithing school. It has a FFL license as a gunsmith to get your weapon, your rifles, shotguns, pistols worked on. So that's your prepper tip of the day. This will be a live call-in show. The call-in number is 516-387-1823. We don't have separate lines for calling and listening, so when I click on your number, I will say the area code and ask you if you have a question or comment. If you don't have a question or comment, just remain quiet. You don't need to say anything. Well, lunch today, I'm going to be having some Mountain House freeze-dried chicken stew. Chunks of chicken and vegetables in a thick cream sauce. It has chicken, potatoes, carrots, peas, garlic powder, spice extract, onions. This is a two-serving pouch here. You put in, it only weighs 4.8 ounces dry in the pouch. You put in 16 ounces of boiling water. Stir it, let it sit for 8 to 9 minutes, and you got a hot, tasty meal on a cold day. And, baby, it is cold. We're at 9 degrees actual temperature here, 9 degrees above freezing Fahrenheit actual temperature here in south central Missouri this morning. It is cold. This big old house, it's more like a barn than a house, more like a construction project, actually. Our wood furnace is struggling to keep it even 65 degrees in here, but it's not too bad considering how cold it is outside. So we got a bunch of people listening here, and some of them might want to have a question or comment. Some won't. And let's just see what we got here. From area code 386, caller, if you got a question or comment, speak up. Otherwise, remain silent. And that caller wants to remain silent. That's fine. And if we go to area code 307, caller, if you got a question or comment, speak up. Otherwise, remain silent. That caller wants to remain silent also. Now, from East Central Missouri, we've got from area code 314, a caller. So if you have a question or comment, speak up, caller, otherwise remain silent. That caller wants to remain silent also. So we got a lot of people who just want to listen this morning, which is fine. That's what this show is here for. Area code 404, caller, if you got a question or comment, speak up, otherwise remain silent. And that caller just wants to hold and listen also. That's fine. So we'll put that caller back on hold. And the call number is 516-387-1823. If you're a regular listener to what we kind of loosely call Patriot Radio, Liberty Radio, alternative media, lots of names for basically the same thing, you'll hear and read, if you read the various websites like my friend Paul Martin's website, revolutionradio.org, or Dave Hodges, The Common Sense Show, or my friend Tim Spencer's show, website, ruralsurvival.info. You hear stories on the radio, you read stories in these various websites prognosticating about what may happen in the future. The operative word being may, M-A-Y, may happen. What may happen? This time last year, January 2014, the prognosticators, I mean, well-known, well-respected men like Gerald Celente were saying, all hell's going to break loose on the economy towards the end of the first quarter. That was spread wide and far, near and far. Didn't happen, did it? There's been a lot of concern that World War III may start as a consequence of what's going on in the Ukraine with the West versus Russia. There's prognostication right now that the economy's going to implode. And it's both a mathematical and physical fact that the debt of the United States of America can never be repaid. Not in many, many lifetimes. It's just mathematically and physically impossible. It's not going to happen. Speculation and concern about Ebola and other viruses. Those are legitimate concerns. All of them, however, and EMP, I throw that in the mix, all of them, however, are things that may or may not happen. Here's one that will happen. You can take this to the bank. Violent, rapid earth changes due to the 10th planet moving deeper into our solar system. The United States government verified this. They were concerned about it for quite a few decades, but they verified it in 1979 when they sent the Pioneer 10 space probe out looking for Nibiru, Wormwood, Planet X, whatever you want to call it. They found it. They located it. They've been tracking it ever since. So, yes, that is a real concern, a clear and present danger. Let's see, we got a caller here from area code 314. See if that caller has a question or comment. Do you have a question or comment or just want to listen? And that caller just wants to listen also. That's fine. I had lunch with a friend over the weekend, and we were talking about various topics. The main topic was how to turn his hobby farm into something that's more productive economically. So we spent 2 hours together talking about a myriad of things, including, he had a question for me. What's going on with Planet X, John? So I said, well, here's my answer. Two things. First of all, we're already feeling the effects. Now, I've been a serious researcher into this matter since the late winter, early spring of 2000. This is year 15. I've been at this a long time. Once, 5 years later, once I learned, and it is a scientific, verifiable, provable fact, once I learned that the Gulfstream stopped June 12, 2010, it was one of those thank goodness moments. Because now I've got a scientifically verifiable fact that anybody can look up using mainstream methods to verify that we're suffering effects right now. Not maybe, possibly, could be in the future. No. Immediately, right now, in our face, of suffering these effects right now, beginning June of 2010. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, those 5 years before that, attempting to educate people about the 10th planet was like pulling teeth. I mean, it was extremely difficult, and still is if I go down that road. I tend not to very much, unless a person has already convinced himself, basically. I met a retired contractor about 2 months ago who has been doing his own independent research, and he had never physically talked face to face with anybody who understood these things. Everybody he knew thought he was crazy. But the Gulfstream stopping is verifiable and provable, and here's how you do it, in case you're new to this. First of all, the information is contained on my DVD that is for sale at my website, thelibertyman.com, so check it out. And you can get an education that way. Now, at my website, thelibertyman.com. And did I mention the name of the DVD? I'm not sure I did. Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. Two DVD set, not quite 4 hours of lecture in front of a live audience. Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. Available for sale at my website, thelibertyman.com. It has the Navy map on it, the real Navy map. About 5 years ago, somebody published Gordon Michael Scallion's map, a fairly well-known psychic, showing North America with new coastlines. He published that map about 30 years ago, around 1984, 85, somewhere in there. It doesn't matter. That's not the real Navy map. The real one's on my DVD I just mentioned. So, if you go to my website, thelibertyman.com, here's how you prove the Gulfstream stopped. There's a link. Let's see. I'll have to pull up that website here so I can just walk you through the process. That would probably make more sense here than try to do a verbal explanation. See if we can pull that up. Go to that section and go to thelibertyman.com. Issued. Seems like everything's working properly this morning. That's good. And on the right side of my homepage, where there's a section called Navigation, just scroll down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Gulfstream has stopped, and we got current Navy map. Click on that. I just clicked on it, and it says, this connection is untrusted. Well, trusted. And you click on, I understand the arrest, add exception, and then confirm security exception, and here it is. This is a new map published every 24 hours by the United States Navy. And this one is dated, January 4, 2015. So they haven't published a new one yet. The new one will be published sometime today. And you've got North America and South America on the left side of the map and the Pacific Ocean on the left side of the map, the Atlantic and the almost the center, and then, and of course, Asia and Africa and so forth. I'm looking at the map here, and the different colors of the map is what constitute temperatures. And if you look carefully, you'll see kind of a pinkish, almost purple color, which would be, I'm looking at, I would say about 74 degrees Fahrenheit temperature, sea surface temperature going up the east coast of the United States, just about to Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Right above that, it gets really blue, really quick. We're looking at, 58, 60 degrees right above that, and then not much above that once you get to Virginia, about 48, 50 degrees. But you can see that pinkish color of the sea surface where it comes up the East Coast. That's the Gulf Stream. And you can see it goes out east by northeast towards England, Ireland, Scotland, goes out, a couple, 200-300 miles, and stops, basically, where it used to go up until June of 2010. It used to go all the way across the ocean, warming up England, Ireland, and Scotland. It would split. Some would go north to warm up Scandinavia. The rest would go south, warming up France. Now, I had an introduction in July of 2010 to Dr. Luigi Anni Zangari. Dr. Zangari is a PhD scientist living and working in Italy. He speaks English, not that well, but well enough. Working with a team of scientists in North America and Europe on nothing but the Gulf Stream. That's what they do, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And he agreed to be interviewed live on Dr. Deagle's show on Genesis Communications the last two Fridays of July 2010. Now, these shows are archived at Genesis Communications, and you can listen to them the third hour, Dr. Deagle's show, the last two Fridays of July 2010. This may be two of the most important hours of radio you will ever listen to. Seriously. That first show, the third Friday, Dr. Zangari said, well, we believe the Gulf Stream has stopped. We need to verify it. We need to look at our calculations. The fourth Friday, he did, in fact, verify it, that the Gulf Stream had, in fact, stopped, June 12, 2010. He went on to tell us during those two shows something extremely important. Now, anybody who studies the Gulf Stream finds out that the Gulf Stream affects weather dramatically on the East Coast of the United States and Europe, Western Europe especially. What you don't learn in a cursory investigation into the matter is that the Gulf Stream used to, past tense, used to regulate the jet stream. Now, wherever you might be on this planet, about 5 miles above your head, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is wind going 200 miles an hour. It's called the jet stream. There's three jet streams. One in the northern hemisphere, one at the equator, and one in the southern hemisphere. The one in the northern hemisphere, which affects most people and most of the agriculture on this planet, if you look at looking at this Navy map, you can see the equator going through halfway through the map. You can see that the majority of the landmass of the world and the majority of the people of the world are above the equator, north of the equator. That's where most of the people are. That's where most of the food is grown. Regardless, Gulf Stream used to regulate the jet stream, causing the jet stream to behave in a more or less predictable manner year after year, decade after decade, which is what you need if you're in agriculture and you're growing grains. Grains are what feeds the animals. Grains are what feed the people. Rice, wheat, corn, barley, soybeans, spelt, lots of grains. Buckwheat, lots of grains. If you're growing grains, it's a five-year business plan. Grain growers calculate that for every bad harvest, bad year, they'll have four good ones. That's what I meant to say. For every bad harvest, bad year, they'll have four good harvests, good years. Everything these men and women do is based on that business plan, that cycle, being pretty dependable. Now, granted, they could have five or six good years in a row, and they could have two bad years in a row, but year after year, decade after decade, that formula has proven to be accurate enough to build a life and build a business around. How much land the grain farmer buys and leases. How much seed, fertilizer, herbicides, pesticides they buy is based on that cycle. The equipment they buy and lease or rent is based on that cycle. The money they borrow, and most businesses, most of the time, are based on a business model which includes debt service. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That cycle is broken and over with. It's done. These grain farmers no longer have that business model to depend on. It's finished. Now, if you're a massive agricultural agribusiness, you can survive these bad cycles of having two or even three bad harvests in a row. If you're a family farmer, unless your land is paid off, your equipment is paid off, you got a supply of seed in stock, you're going to be hurting. If you got mortgage payment on land, if you're making equipment payments on $500,000 plus of equipment, if you can't pay cash for all the seeds, fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides, you're in big trouble. And a lot of them are. They'll go under. They'll close out and have the farm auction, sell the farm, and a bigger entity will buy it up. What's happening with agriculture, of course, is being reflected in your local supermarket right now. My friend Freezer, our guy, he was told by Mountain House that prices in all meats were going up the first year, and they are. You still get the meat, but at higher prices. The meat at the local grocer has gone up dramatically. Steve Quayle's reported on that quite a bit at his website. I hope to be talking to Steve today, by the way, on an unrelated matter. Let's see if we've got a caller on a hold here that wants to say something. Area code 713. Caller, do you have a question or comment? Or if you don't, just remain silent. Okay, that caller wants to remain silent. And from area code 540, caller, do you have a question or comment or just want to listen? Just remain silent.
Morning, John.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Jeff. How are you doing?
Real good, Jeff. What part of the country are you in?
Virginia.
Virginia. Outstanding. What's on your mind this morning, Jeff?
I talked to you, I believe it was last Thursday or so, and I asked you if you'd gotten a chance to check out that 500 days until climate chaos. I was just wondering if you got a chance to look at that.
Not yet. It's been. I'm still playing catch up from the holidays. And give me that title again. 500 days. What?
500 days until climate chaos.
500 days until climate chaos. Is that available on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube, and the main one I'm talking about is an hour and 16 minutes long. It's got three segments, and it's with that Paul Begley and that Mike fella that was discussing
right.
The thing. But I'm really anxious to see what Professor McCanny's got to say
yes,
about that.
Oh, yes, I am. I heard some comments about this Mike fella, and I'm not sure what to think yet. With these longer nights, I do have some more discretionary time than I do when we got the longer days, and I just finished Steve Whitman's book, so I haven't started the new book yet. So maybe I'll have some time this evening to take a look at that.
Yeah, check it out when you get a chance. Like I said, I'd like to hear what Professor McCanny's got to say about it, because I've listened to this Mike fella for, well, probably close to a year now on a lot of different things he's brought up
right.
that was getting ready
we
to
don't
take
know
place.
We don't know Mike's last name, do we?
Right. They call me Mike from around the world. Supposedly he's got some governmental job. He's getting ready to retire, but he's kept his identity concealed. He does seem
we'll see.
A very knowledgeable fellow.
Well, we'll see. I don't want to offer an opinion until I hear what the man's got to say.
All right, Jeff,
thank you. Anything else right now?
That'll do it, sir. You have a good day.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Okay, the call number is 516-387-1823. I've heard some comments about this Mike fellow, and like I said, I want to reserve a comment publicly until I have a chance to hear what the man's got to say. A week from today, I'll be starting a new show on Republic Broadcasting. Our new time slot might be more appropriate. It'll be a two-hour show from 6 a.m. Central Time to 8 a.m. Central Time, and we will discontinue Blog Talk effective this coming Friday. Friday will be the last Blog Talk show, it will be time to go back to 2 hours a day on Republic Broadcasting. I lost my ideal time slot. It's been right at 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years ago, either this month or next month. I had an 8 to 10 a.m. slot time slot, which was perfect for a lot of my listeners and for me as well. But we'll work on that, getting it back. It's one thing you can count on with talk radio is things change. That's a given, that things will change with talk radio. And when that time slot opens up, maybe I'll get a chance to get that time slot back. I'm looking at expos this coming year. Vince Finelli has an expo coming up this year, USAPrepares.com. My friend Mike Slack has an expo in Mountain Home, Arkansas. The Finelli's is going to be in Lebanon, Missouri. And Mike's is going to be in Mountain Home, Arkansas in a couple of months. I don't have the dates here in front of me. It's always fun to go to these expos and do a little speaking and connect faces with names and voices that I've been hearing here on the radio from regular callers. I really do like that and look forward to that. If you'd like me to come and speak to your group, I'd be glad to talk to you about that. Your private group, your church group, your Oath Keepers, whatever it might be. My office telephone number, you can call my office between 9 and 5 Central Time, Monday through Friday. That's area code 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. And we can talk about my coming to speak to your group. That would be a lot of fun. Let's see, we're almost to the bottom of the hour here. We'll be taking a bottom of the hour break in a little bit. And, of course, we'll be coming back from that bottom of the hour break to take your questions or comments at area code 516-387-1823. Getting back to the Gulf Stream stopping and the effect on the jet stream. Within weeks, now the Gulf Stream officially stopped, according to scientists, June 12, 2010. Within just a couple of weeks in Moscow. Now, Moscow is a very unique city in a lot of ways. They have weather records going back 1,000 years. There's very few places on this planet that have weather records going back 1,000 years. Moscow had the hottest July in 1,000 years. That July of 2010. 6 months after that, the winter 2010-2011, Moscow had the coldest winter in 1,000 years. That same winter, 2010-2011, pipes were freezing in Ireland, below the ground, because they weren't buried deep enough. That's all a consequence of the Gulf Stream stopping. Human-built infrastructure is built with certain engineering premises in mind. Now, where I am, in South Central Missouri, we can bury freshwater pipes, 18 inches deep, and they're going to be fine. We don't need to worry about them freezing, at least not yet. That could change. You get up around International Falls, Minnesota. I don't know how deep they bury them there, but I would suspect it's probably 3 to 4 feet deep. If you know how deep they bury the freshwater pipes in International Falls, Minnesota, give us a call. But I would suspect 3 to 4 feet deep, same way in eastern Alaska. Once you get away from the coast, Alaska gets really, really cold in the wintertime. And I mentioned freshwater pipes as opposed to sewer pipes because sewer pipes are different. The water doesn't sit still in there. It's always running downhill. And running water is very difficult to freeze. Freshwater pipes, however, that water just sits still, and it does, in fact, freeze up. Okay, let's take our bottom of the hour break here. Let's see which music we're going to take for the bottom of the hour break. How about a little bit of Rockford Files? Be back after the break. Stay tuned. Let's see. Rockford Files right here.
Imagine this, over 1,000 individual survival, informational and training documents, all stored on a device that is so small that you can comfortably carry it in your pocket, or even on a lanyard around your neck. RuralSurvival.info proudly offers a SanDisk Cruiser Switch USB 8GB flash drive containing more than 5.2 GB of information. This includes over 570 military field manuals, over 200 U.S. Army correspondence courses, as well as over 350 other useful how-to and general information documents. Visit ruralsurvival.info and click on the Digital Survival Library link at the top right side of any page. U.S. price including priority mail shipping is only $55.67. International priority mail shipping is also available. All major credit cards are accepted, as well as e-checks through PayPal. Visit ruralsurvival.info today.
Ladies and gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I was talking to a freeze-dried guy the other day. He says, John, you need to direct people through your website to get to mine, because I don't know how many people you're directing to me otherwise. I need to do that. So, okay. I said, sure, I can do that. So here's what you do. You go to my website, thelibertyman.com. You scroll down the right side of my homepage, you'll see the Freeze Dry Guy logo, which if you know about special forces, you'll notice a strong relationship and a similarity between the Freeze Dry Guy logo and the special forces logo. Freeze Dry Guy, of course, is a veteran of the 12th Special Forces Group, as am I. I'm also a veteran of the 6th Special Forces Group, but regardless, just click on that logo and you'll be at Freeze Dry Guy's website instantly. Now, I have here in my hand lunch. It's a two-serving package of chicken stew with chunks of chicken and vegetables and a thick cream sauce. It's got potatoes, chicken, carrots, peas, corn oil, dehydrated onions, sugar, spices, garlic powder, spice extract. Hey, it sounds pretty good to me. It's two servings. You take this packet, sealed up with these things are really heavy duty, by the way, heavy duty foil pouch. It's got a serration on the side where you tear it open. You get 16 ounces of boiling water, pour it into the pouch. Be sure you remove the oxygen absorber packet first. You don't want to eat that, really. Remove the oxygen absorber pouch first. It's about the size of a tea bag. Pour in your boiling water, stir it up, and close it for about 8 or 9 minutes. Keep the heat in. And after 8 or 9 minutes, you're good to go. You've got a tasty hot meal, whether you're at home having lunch or out in the bush, of freeze-dried chicken stew. A lot of interesting things to check out at Freeze Dry Guy's website, and I encourage you to do so. Now, also at my website, you'll find some other interesting things. We talk about health. I should have Dr. Caudill on with me tomorrow, by the way, on Republic Broadcasting. Health-related matters at my website. Here they are. First of all, there's the protocols for food that people should be eating to not get cancer in the first place and to help get rid of cancer if they have it. Well, it's a free download at my website. You'll find an excellent article talking about the hazards of heating food for human consumption using a microwave oven. You'll find a great article about artificial sweeteners and how harmful they are, called The Artificially Sweetened Times, about 19 pages. Dozens of great articles about the harmful, poisonous effects of artificial sweeteners. You will also find The Energy Cleaner. My friend Steve Whitman, the author of the just published last week book titled Winning a Life's Lottery, gives me and The Energy Cleaner personal credit for saving his life. We focus on two things. By the way, the research and development of The Energy Cleaner and how to use it is at my website, thelibertyman.com. Most American adults, most of the time, have issues with either or both sleep issues or pain issues or both, as I said. I feel so strongly about how effective the Energy Cleaner is that I offer, it's not the manufacturer, it's John Moore personally, it's me, personally offering you a 30-day money-back guarantee. What are you risking? Nothing, really. You place your order at my website, thelibertyman.com. You can call my toll-free line. I'll give it to you in a moment. You can send me a check or a money order. My address for a check or money order is at my website, thelibertyman.com. Make the check payable to John Moore or the money order. $285 shipping included. 30-day money-back guarantee. Get better sleep. Get rid of the pain. Hey, it sounds great to me. Here's a toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Back, ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 5th day of January. Quick reminder, we start a new show, a new time slot on Republic Broadcasting next Monday. That'll be Monday, the 12th of January. Our last blog talk show will be this coming Friday. So a two-hour show on Republic Broadcasting from 0600 to 0800 Central Time. That would be 0700 to 0900 Eastern Time and so forth. The Gulf Stream stopped. It'll be 5 years ago this June. 4.5 years ago. The Gulf Stream stopped June 2010. That changed everything. That one event, and this is not a flippant statement, that one event is, quite frankly, is the most important event on this planet since the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm serious when I say that. It is the single most important event on this planet since the birth of our Lord Jesus. That is a statement of fact, not speculation, not a flippant statement. That is a statement of fact because of the adverse effects on agriculture in the Northern Hemisphere, where almost all the food is grown. You get south of the equator, food production is minuscule compared to what food is harvested north of the equator. That's a fact. The caller on hold here that may or may not have a question or comment from area code 314. If you have a question or comment, speak up. Otherwise, remain silent, caller. That caller wants to remain silent. That's fine. Put that caller back on hold. You need, if you don't understand this, you know, this is a radio talk show. I'm a radio talk show host. I'm also a homicide detective. I'm no scientist. Don't claim to be. I have never had any scientific credentials. I'm not going to have any scientific credentials. I am, however, an excellent researcher. trained by military intelligence as an intelligence analyst, trained in the college as a paralegal. Yeah, I am a pretty good researcher. You need to educate yourself. My DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, it's a good starting point. It's not the whole enchilada by any means. In fact, at the end of the second disc, there's about 12 or 15 books, the bibliography, that will reference you to about 20 or 25,000 pages of books to read. If you want to really get a comprehensive overview of what this means, you're going to have to read 20, 25,000 pages worth of books. Otherwise, you're guessing. Don't take my word for it. Good grief. One of my radio talk show hosts, you're going to make major life-changing decisions based on the word of a radio talk show host? I hope not. I hope you do your homework and do your research yourself and come to your conclusions based on independent research. We got a caller here from area code 636. If you have a question or comment, speak up. Otherwise, remain quiet.
Yeah, John?
Yes, sir. Who is this?
This is Alan. How are you doing?
Hey, Alan. You're calling from East Central Missouri. What's on your mind, sir?
I think people are having a hard time actually grasping the fact of Nibiru, Wormwood, or whatever, 12th planet.
They are. That's
planet,
why I don't talk about that much. It's a lot easier to talk about the Gulf Stream and the Jet Stream because they can understand that.
Yeah, they're going to have a hard time understanding the drastic changes that are coming someday. We don't know exactly when, of course, but like you said earlier, the effects are being felt at this time, but they'll get it when the water comes, for sure.
Yeah, well, go to the grocery store and buy a pound of hamburger, you know.
I know, $4.39.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's all a consequence of the jet stream not behaving the way we expect it to. Now, since you're a St. Louis and you know who Dave Murray is, right?
Oh, yes.
The weather guy. He's
yes.
been the weather guy on one of the TV stations there for 20-plus years. Great guy, great sense of humor, wears a different tie mm-hmm. every day. That's what he's known for. Everybody wants to see what tie he's wearing. But
yeah.
Guys like Dave Murray, now I don't know if Dave's done this or not, but a lot of these weather guys and weather gals on TV, they'll go this far. They'll say the following. The jet stream is doing things we've never seen it do before. They'll go that far publicly, won't they?
Yes.
But they won't go the next step and say why.
Yeah,
they can't do that.
Correct.
And if they did, they'd probably get fired.
They still want their job. You know, unlike Scott Stevens, who evidently years ago got fired for blowing the whistle on some things. So.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff, anything else this morning?
Al. John.
Al, excuse me, Alan. Yeah, Alan. Anything else this morning?
No,
Alan?
That's all right. I'll hang up.
Okay, appreciate the call,
sir.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. And the call number is 516-387-1823. Educate yourself. Do your homework. Take the time. Get the books. Major libraries carry. I don't know if they carry all the books listed on my DVD, but a lot of these libraries are connected and have an inter-library lending service. So chances are you can get your hands on enough of these books at no charge through your local library to educate yourself without spending a penny. It's going to take the time to go to the library, request the book, check it out, and read it, and educate yourself. This is not optional. In my opinion, it's not optional. Obviously, you can choose to do it or not. That is your choice. But educating yourself, my goodness, how important is that? Let's see, we got another caller on hold here from area code 314. Caller, you have a question or comment? Otherwise, remain quiet.
No, I do. I do have. I've been listening to the whole show, and you guys, your last caller, Alan, brought up something that I've been wondering about for quite some time.
Yes, sir. What's that?
Dave Murray, you walk out in the morning and you look up, and it looks like you're under a spider web, and you can just see these guys, and I can only assume they're spending our tax dollars spraying me with their aluminum. But then you go in the house and Dave Murray is on, and I just have got to know, do these guys call up Monsanto or the Air Force and ask them what they're doing so they know what to tell us with regard to the weather for the following day?
I can see where you might think that. I can see where you might think that. Here's Professor McCanny, who is with me most Wednesdays when he's available. He says the following. Now, Professor McCanny is a scientist. I'm not. And he knows more about weather than I ever will. He says that these meteorologists that have been graduating, and I don't know if Dave Murray learned the older techniques of predicting weather or not, but the current graduates of meteorology schools, they learn how to use computer models to make their prediction. And what Professor McCanny says is that the computer models that they use are broken and no longer work.
So what I've noticed, and you've
probably noticed yourself, sir, that they can predict the weather fairly accurately about 24 hours in advance, but not much more than that.
Right. And I just wonder, I know the average weatherman makes around $250,000 a year because I've got family in radio and television. But if I were as inaccurate as they, I probably wouldn't make any money. And I just had to ask.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. We'll put you back on hold here.
Thank you.
The call-in number, if you got a question or comment, 516-387-1823. When I was a boy, gardening was a lot more popular than it is now. It's growing in popularity, don't get me wrong. Now, here where I live in South Central Missouri, I would say about half the people that live out here have some kind of garden. It may be a small one, it may be a large one, but I would say about half the homes have some kind of garden. Maybe it's just a few tomato plants. Or maybe it's a 40 by 40 foot garden that'll feed a family of four or five people, which 40 by 40 foot would, by the way, if it was properly done. But gardening is an Ozark tradition, and gardening in these hills out here in the Ozarks is not easy. We have rocky, acid soil. There are some people blessed with enough topsoil that they can grow a garden without too much effort, but it is difficult to grow a garden out here. And the rule of thumb appears to be, if you can, do raised beds. We sometimes joke here in the Ozarks that if rocks were a cash crop, we'd be rich. If kudzu was a cash crop, we got it growing across the street from me, I'd be rich. I haven't thought about it or talked about kudzu for a moment. It's an invasive alien species. It's not native to North America. It's from Asia, kudzu. A friend of my wife, Dr. Moore, another doctor, she grew up in China. I'm not sure when she left China, but prior to leaving China to come to the United States, she said that she had kudzu at least one meal a day, every day of her life. Kudzu is a nutritious, starchy plant. There are several books you can get off Amazon regarding the cultivation, harvesting, and preparation of kudzu to eat. Every part of the plant is suitable for human consumption. The roots, the stems, and the leaves. Animals can eat that as well. Now, you get to places like Georgia, for example, driving down the interstate highway, you'll see hillsides and trees just absolutely covered with kudzu. Absolutely covered. It's a vine-like plant. And once it gets established, well, baby, hold on to your horses. Now, across the street from where I live, there's a cemetery. It's an old family cemetery. And one or two family members about 40, 50 years ago decided that kudzu would be an attractive plant to plant there, and they did, in fact, plant kudzu. And it has taken over the whole cemetery. About 3 years in a row, we had the local volunteer firemen do a training operation where they burned off everything down to the bare ground. That would be typically in around April. It's typically in late March, early April, somewhere in there. By June, mid to late June, you can't tell human beings ever been in that cemetery. The whole cemetery covered with these green leafy vines called kudzu. Now, before I found out that kudzu was a starchy, nutritious plant for human beings to consume, this is how close it was. I was within 10 days, a week or two, of ordering special herbicides. Now, Roundup, as tough as Roundup is, Roundup won't kill kudzu. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources has a special herbicide that will kill kudzu. I was that close to ordering it and getting up there and spraying the kudzu as a pest, as an alien invasive species that was just a pest. I am so glad I didn't do that. I am so glad. As obnoxious as it is to deal with in normal times, I'm telling you right now, if you can grow kudzu wherever you are, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how far north it'll grow. I know in the south it's literally taking over a lot of areas. But rocky hillsides where nothing else will grow, kudzu will thrive. And it could end up, kudzu could in fact end up saving a lot of people from starvation. And I'm serious when I say it. I'm absolutely dead serious. You don't need to cultivate it. Once it gets established, it'll take off like gangbusters. And don't call up John Moore or call up my radio show regretting that John Moore encouraged you to plant kudzu, because I'm giving you a warning straight up right now. You establish kudzu on your property, watch out. It'll take over the whole property. I'm serious. I'm serious as a train wreck. So just beware, be advised. If you want to establish kudzu, the risk you're taking. Now, the benefit, of course, is this green leafy vine that's taking over your property can be eaten by people and animals. That's a pretty good deal. It's a great deal. And another vine-like plant that does well here in south central Missouri, I should say, are grapes. We've had a growing number of vineyards be established here in south central Missouri over the past 20 years. And they seem to be doing quite well in this rocky acid soil that we have down here. But it's another vine, and it seems to be doing quite well. You go to Amazon, you can find kudzu seeds. You can find books on kudzu. Well, check it out. Study it. See if it's something you want to get involved with. If it gets away from you, you're going to have some very, in normal times, I should say. Here's the caveat. In normal times, your neighbor's going to be very angry with you if you establish kudzu and it gets onto their property, because it'll take over their property also. I wouldn't be surprised if they got very angry with you, maybe even filed a lawsuit if you establish kudzu and it gets away from your property and gets on their property. So just be advised up front, the danger of establishing kudzu. So there's, with many things, there's benefits and there's a plus column and a minus column. The plus column for kudzu is it's a nutritious, starchy food for people and animals. It doesn't take any tending to get it going. Once it's planted and established, it does quite well on its own. Thank you very much. The minus column is, in normal times, it's a alien invasive species that people don't want it around. Most people, most of the time, don't want it around. And it can, in fact, get away from you. So check it out. It may be something you want to do. It may not be. You may just want to get the seeds and vacuum pack them and keep them for a rainy day. You're not going to be feeding any people for a year or two off kudzu seeds, because they have to be established and take off on their own. So it would take a while to really get the kudzu vines established. But once they are, you're off to the races, with kudzu being a plant that will feed people and animals. Making use of property that may not be usable otherwise. I know out here in the south central Missouri, agriculture, there's no grains being grown of any consequence. Corn, soybeans, wheat, rice, barley, spelt, and so forth, oats, not much. You'll see a 50 acres here, 100 acres there, but no large-scale grain growing. This terrain down here, this soil and terrain, is simply not suitable for that. Kudzu doesn't mind. Kudzu doesn't care at all. It will just take off and give you a plentiful crop for no effort at all once it gets established. Well, we're getting close to the end of this show. It's been a fun hour, as always, and taking your questions and comments. I'll be talking to Dr. Caudill today. Hopefully he can come on with me on Republic Broadcasting at 0600. I'll be talking to Paul Martin about coming on with me on Blog Talk Radio at 0800. You can get caught up with Paul and see what's going on with him and his website, revolutionradio.org. In the meantime, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, scroll down and click on Freeze Dry Guy's logo there. Check out the energy cleaner. You'll be glad you did. Get your firearms and ammunition, your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can. Your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Are you sitting comfortably bowled two square on your body? Then we'll begin.
Sometimes I feel like I'm old. and I can call him from my heart. When I need my brother, brother, when I need my father, father, hey, mother.